Track 1.6.
Sacrifice for survival? This is the story of two ambitious mountain climbers, Joe Simpson and Simon Yates, whose story was later turned into a film, Touching the Void, and it started with an outstanding success. Joe and Simon managed to climb the west face of Sula Grande in the Peruvian Andes. Several teams had tried before, but they had all failed. After reaching the summit, Joe and Simon decided to go back down via the North Ridge, an extremely risky but faster route. Their ascent had already taken much longer than they had intended because of bad weather, and they had run out of fuel for their stove, so it wasn't possible for them to melt ice and snow for drinking water anymore. It was getting dark too, and they knew they needed to descend quickly to the glacier, about 1,000 meters below. Then something dramatic happened. Joe slipped and landed awkwardly, breaking his leg. Both Simon and Joe were in shock. They were at a height of 6,000 metres. The weather conditions were dreadful. They were freezing. They had no communication with the base camp, and there was no chance of a rescue helicopter or any other form of outside help. The situation was really dangerous, not just for Joe, but for both of them. As an enormous snowstorm was building up around them, Simon tied two ropes together, tied them around Joe, and started lowering his injured friend. Suddenly, the knot got stuck between two rocks, and Joe was left hanging from a cliff, in mid-air, over a huge crevasse. Simon couldn't talk to him or see him. He tried desperately for more than an hour to pull his friend up, but without success. The situation was absolutely hopeless. Simon imagined both himself and his friend dying in the snow and ice. He didn't want to leave his friend alone, but the more he thought about it, the more he began to understand that there was no way he could save both his own life and that of his friend. For a moment, Simon felt like giving up, but then he decided to cut the rope and save his own life. Joe fell away, right down to the bottom of the crevasse. The next day, when Simon continued down the mountain and passed the area where Joe had landed, he saw nothing and assumed he was dead. But he wasn't. Joe had survived the fall. Despite his extreme injuries, he had managed to crawl out of the crevasse. For the next 3.5 days, he continued to descend the mountain, crawling and hopping on one leg under extremely difficult conditions. He even managed to cross a glacier with no safety equipment or rope assistance whatsoever. When he finally arrived at base camp, he was absolutely exhausted. The others were thrilled and amazed to see him, especially because they had been preparing to leave. Joe's incredible determination and the fact that he hadn't given up under the most desperate conditions had helped him to save his own life.